impressionist painter and a Russian ballet dancer. After losing a drunken bet to Kenny Loggins, he appears here today, backed by Johnny Johnson, Flip Sisterfee, Merle Messup, Jackie Flip Top, Ronnie Mistletoe, and the beautiful Rhonda Montgomery Gentry. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Adams, the infamous Scrumbusters, and Nikki Bloom.
First time tuning a guitar, so spare with me. Thank you. me. There was silence washed through the town. There was no reason to speak, so no one made a sound.
Glorious kind, always on time, girls on.
It's so challenging playing a concert where I know that there's not a possibility of doing like any kind of like an exorcist kind of feedback solo. I could try levitating later. So this next song is another song I've never played live before. At least if I have, I don't remember doing that. And the chances of that are extremely high. And if I did play it, I probably played it like shit. But I have no idea what the fuck the song is about. But it has a lot of A chords in it. It goes something like this. Don't cuss. One day we are young, and the next we are old, just by the year. Time has its way, everyone in its back, she pulls her head, and tears of gold fall on the grave, tears of gold, tears of gold and restraint. Oh. remember since I was a kid. James Bond and a master. Seems like something in me's always moving. Thank you. I rode that thing you guys made, the mountain nightmare transportation device. I just want to say, just like, don't ride that if you're super, super baked and have vertigo. But another thing I want to say is, for anybody that lives here, like, keep an eye out, because halfway down the thing, you know, like, or maybe it's when you're all the way at the top, whatever the thing is in the middle where you just want to get off and like run like hell back home, there's, I saw it with my own eyes, unless I was, you know, unless the weed is that good here, and it's pretty good, but this orange sherbet looking cat like walked right out of the woods and over into the station like it owned the place. And it really did look like orange sherbet. It was definitely like, its fur, if you could classify it, it would be dairy-free, tangerine something. It had really boxy shoulders. You know, tail was sort of went straight up at the very end. It just had that question mark, like, hello? He walked right in there, and I wanted to jump off terribly bad and go over and say hello, but I couldn't do that. Because I would have missed the show on account of death. So if you see this cat, tell the cat that I said hello. Thank you.
Leave it on a table to somebody else, and money's gotta be.
got another stupid game under the toss.
Girls, please.
Jackman.
Thank you so much. Blisters are a turnoff? Whoa! What are you smoking? Can I have some right now? I don't know that song. Blisters are a turnoff? Blisters are a turnoff. Blisters are a turnoff. Thank you. abandoned in the station, like some old record waiting on a train. So bad pencils, tear it up tonight. For any boy thing would not be me. We only knew each other through text messages, thanks to Nikki Bloom. And I was texting, with Chris, and he was like, are you doing that song like F sharp to like G sus? And I was like, I think I actually like wrote it back and it went hashtag what? And I was like, put the capo like on the third fret. And he was like, oh, that's what we're doing. Alright, here's some more uplifting music for all of you wonderful people. Yeah, this is capo's second fret, everybody. Just in case anybody's following along. It's in J flat, suspended disbelief, suspension of belief, minor scheme. You don't know what this is. Don't say yeah. Are you kidding me? I have like 60 songs that start like that. Every one of them. You don't know what it is. Where are you?
You love them all.
Look at him. He's like, yeah.
You love them all.
Oh my God. He has like on a green baseball cap and gingham. You never would have guessed that he knew what song this was. It's like unbelievable. Yes, it's Self-Loathing in C minor. Part 63, here we go. On the ride. Everything about this song that you requested, young lady, or I can't remember who requested it. Everything about it is true, except for the part where I like talk about like there being like women around. I just put that in there for my own ego. I was like, yeah, and there were ladies around, but I was busy being miserable. Okay. I tried that lyric, it just didn't work. It just didn't sound good with the F. It's to A minor thing. When I sing the song, you don't feel awkward? No. Really? I'll feel awkward for you. That's the guy that bought the record. I wonder. They told me it sold a single copy. Dude! Thank you. I'm pretty sure I've never played this song ever before, also. But hopefully not because it sucks. Let's find out.
Yeah.
We have extra time because we played too fast. I know, I'm gonna get Carpe Diem syndrome from playing so fast. Note to self, never tell the Carpe Diem syndrome joke. I'll tell you where I am. Also, stop writing on your hands. We're going to do a cover, and then I'm going to attempt to bum you out by myself for a couple of songs. And then, like magic, we'll all play together. So this is a song that was really important to me when I was growing up, and I feel like in a lot of ways, I feel like this landscape right now, like, it's perfect for this person who's passed away and wrote the song, and it's probably been a mountain like this on almost every other record that he made, except for if there would be a huge dragon on it. So this one goes out to Ronnie James Dio, and it's for him. Hold it down. say peppers? I don't think I could have brought a song called Peppers. Dolphin, I would have the saddest flippers. If I was a pizza, you know I would come without peppers. If I was a pizza, you would never taste the pepper. If I was a TV, I would come without the flicker. If you were running a marathon, I would run quicker. But if you were the flu, that was off Heartbreaker, thank you. So, hey, guess what? This place rules. Thank you so much for having me. And the infamous Stringhusters, I don't know what they did to become infamous, but it sounds bad. and Nikki Bloom, everybody. Let's hear it for these great people. Think about that. I mean, without them, you would be so depressed right now. Or more depressed. Okay, so I always like to finish with like a big rock song, like a big finale, you know? Like, so we're gonna play the song.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.